Welcome to CyberWatch. CyberWatch is produced by Silent Breach, a leading cybersecurity firm specializing in network security and digital asset protection. CyberWatch airs weekly in 10-minute episodes and covers the latest events, technologies, and conversations from across the industry. Over the last several years, DevOps has dramatically transformed the way in which software is designed, developed, and delivered. Together with innovations such as agile and continuous integration, DevOps has led to an increasingly rapid and interdisciplinary software development lifecycle, also known as SDLC, leading to more robust and responsive applications. But with this push toward speed and flexibility, software has in some ways become even less secure. This is where DevSecOps comes into the picture. DevSecOps begins with DevOps commitments to continuity and automation and merges them with the principle of security by design, creating a single streamlined SDLC that is both more efficient and more secure. It is becoming increasingly obvious that everyone from the CEO down to the secretary has a role to play in cybersecurity. Therefore, rather than consolidating security into one team or department, DevSecOps seeks to distribute responsibility throughout the development lifecycle as well as throughout the organization. There are three simple benefits of DevSecOps. Number one, baking security into each stage of development vastly minimizes the quantity and severity of vulnerabilities in final production. Number two, introducing automated security tools throughout the pipeline provides team members with key insights and allows them to focus on high-level development. Number three, increased collaboration and communication between the dev and security teams fosters rapid and efficient production. There are various reasons why the industry has been slow in adopting DevSecOps. It partially has to do with a prior investment in the status quo, as well as a general underestimation of the centrality of security for both business and technical KPIs. Moreover, there are several DevOps-specific concerns that offer challenges. Number one, organizations are keen to comply with the aforementioned DevOps standards of flexibility and speed, standards which seem to be at odds with robust and distributed security monitoring. Number two, the very nature of security makes it resistant to the kind of automation and integration that has led to the rise of DevOps. Security controls can be far more complex and must often be heavily tailored to each environment. Number three, modern software developers work off of an increasingly large batch of pre-assembled modules, libraries, and APIs. These open-source components and frameworks often contain known vulnerabilities, making the buy-in costs of DevSecOps simply too high for some to swallow. Silent Breach recommends the following five proven strategies to ease your organization's transition to DevSecOps. Number one, invest in secure coding training. The earlier and more serious the training is, the more likely it is that security by design will go from being a theoretical concept to an applied methodology. Number two, encourage regular peer review. All developers have certain strengths and weaknesses, and creating an atmosphere of constructive criticism and collaboration will go a long way in capitalizing on those strengths. Number three, lighten the burden on your team by incorporating key vulnerability and configuration scanners. For example, the OWASP Dependency Check is a plugin that automatically identifies project dependencies and alerts you to any known vulnerabilities. Number four, ease the transition by partnering with a cybersecurity firm that specializes in DevSecOps. At Silent Breach, we provide end-to-end guidance to help organizations plan, execute, and review their DevSecOps goals. Number five, and finally, effective organizational changes must always come together with a changed culture and mindset. As long as security is viewed as an incidental liability or IT-specific concern, implementing lasting solutions will always remain a challenge. But as soon as the principles of security by design and shared responsibility are recognized and adopted, DevSecOps will become second nature. 3/4 of the web applications tested by Silent Breach presented high or critical vulnerabilities that could have led to a data breach or even total compromise of the website. Fortunately, the most common vulnerabilities among web applications are quite predictable and have been successfully mapped into the top 10 application security risk table by the OWASP nonprofit organization. However, while the issues can be clearly identified and classified, little has been done to describe the mitigation process. Here are the top 5 tips from our expert pen testers to close these vulnerabilities and harden your web application. Number 1. Sanitizing all application inputs and outputs should be your number one priority. A successful website hack usually means that a user has abused your application in a way it wasn't designed for, thereby pushing the app beyond its limits. Forcing the application to deliver information that should have been kept secret constitutes the art of exploitation. This is only possible if user input allows an attacker to include special characters such as a semicolon, for example, which holds a special meaning in most programming languages as an instruction separation. By injecting code into your web application input forms, a malicious payload can make its way to the database to extract information there, known as SQL injection or surface back in another client's application, in order to steal valuable information such as stored XSS attack. Most programming languages already have libraries to assist with input sanitation, such as the sanitize filters in PHP or DOM purify for JavaScript. By filtering user input, as well as anything produced by your application, such as to block stored XSS attacks, you can address both A1 injection and A7 cross-site scripting from the OWASP Top 10 table. Number 2. Review the configuration files of each module in your stack. Software components usually ship with a default configuration that simplifies deployment and testing. However, going to full production requires that you pay additional attention to these settings. Default configurations are dangerous because open source software is freely available to anybody, including hackers. Most opportunistic attacks typically target misconfigured systems by simply looking up default credentials or configurations of common frameworks. By playing the numbers, it's only a matter of time before they manage to find a vulnerable system somewhere on the web. Nowadays, most software components are built with security in mind, and mechanisms do exist to harden their security. However, they need to be configured and tightly adjusted to your use case. By addressing these problems, you can often address A3 sensitive data exposure and A6 security misconfiguration. Number 3. Practice code review on your security features. Code review is considered best practice in most companies to catch programming errors. However, it can also be a powerful method for catching security vulnerabilities that can lead to poorly implemented authentication mechanisms, for example, or inadequate access control. APIs in particular should be well secured and reviewed by peers to make sure they don't allow more control than initially intended. Another important security feature that is underestimated is application logging. Each security event should be logged so that traces for a given activity and user exist somewhere on the disk. Lack of proper logging can make the task of tracking down a hacker virtually impossible. In addition, code review should point out areas of the code that require additional traces. Also, keep in mind that the logs produced can be useful when integrating with event and monitoring tools such as system information and event management, also known as SIEMs or other security tools. Careful code review can help catch most issues in the A2 broken authentication, A5 broken access control, A8 insecure deserialization, and A10 insufficient logging and monitoring categories. Number 4. Keep your system up to date. As obvious as this may sound, keeping your system up to date with patches is critical for protecting your web application. The time window between the moment a vulnerability is found, for example, the 0-day, and the moment a particular system is patched presents a vulnerability window that can be exploited by hackers who simply attack faster than your ability to defend. The sooner patches are deployed, the lower the likelihood that a vulnerability will be exploited on your system. Keeping your system up to date with patches will help address A9 using components with known vulnerabilities. Number 5. Check your security headers. Most websites typically manipulate cookies and frames, along with making AJAX requests to external or internal resources. But have you ever wondered if the mechanisms your web app rely on are really secure? SecurityHeaders.com is a great tool for checking your security headers. Protected security headers will help you further address A2 broken authentication, A5 broken access control, and A7 cross-site scripting, such as XSS. In conclusion, follow these tips to harden your web application and make sure you adopt a pragmatic approach to security. It's usually considered best practice to perform a penetration test at least twice a year to make sure all of your security measures are implemented correctly. Nothing beats a reality check when it comes to security, and whenever possible, these tests should occur in the QA environment before rolling out the application to production. Silent Breach can assist with your penetration test needs and offers comprehensive packages for periodic tests, as well as detailed reports including snapshots, steps to reproduce, OWASP mapping, and steps to remediation. Please reach out to Silent Breach for more information. Thank you for listening to CyberWatch, a Silent Breach podcast. Stay tuned for weekly 10-minute episodes. To learn more about Silent Breach, visit silentbreach.com or follow us on all your favorite social media platforms.